Talk It Up Wayne, episode 2, segment 1. Owning a house over renting a house. It's been a really long time since I've actually rented. But thinking about it, it really sucked. I had to call this guy for every little problem that I had so that he would come take care of it. But I was always waiting for him to come take care of it. And that was what made me decide I wanted to buy. So then I buy a house, and it's things like having a window in an upstairs shower and wanting it to be removed, because who wants a window in your shower? And the contractor's coming over and saying, okay, well, the stairs are broken, they need replaced before we'll work upstairs. And you pay for that to be done, and underneath the stairs, there's a ventilation duct that is connected to the bottom of the stairs, and so after you get the stairs rebuilt and the window taken out, the duct gets rehung, and you have people come over to clean the ducts out, and then they hit the duct where it's hanging, and you go down to the basement to rehang the duct, and then you find yourself staring at a wall where there's water coming down, and you're trying to figure out if it's water coming in through the wall or if it's coming from the drain line above you that goes to a sink, and you're like, I started up on the second floor with a window that I wanted taken out, and somehow I'm in the basement staring at a wall, wondering if this is a leak from inside the house or a leak from the outside of the house. And I'm like, well, maybe renting wasn't really that bad. Let me know what you think, WayneNolan1983@gmail.com. So... It's so crazy, you know, going from being able to call anyone or call someone for any problem that you have to staring at a problem in front of you going, does insurance cover this or do I cover this? And then when you get a hold of the insurance company, you find out basically they don't cover anything except for, you know, really big major stuff. And even then, you know, they try not to cover that because they don't want to spend any money. It's an insurance company. So going from renting to owning is kind of a blessing, it seems, at days, and other days it's just the biggest nightmare that you could ever deal with. But to be honest with you, man, I wouldn't give it up. I just wouldn't give it up. I would definitely continue to always try to buy and own over renting from someone. I definitely don't want all my hard-earned money and all of the work I've put in to paying for a place going to someone else's pockets for profit instead of towards the house being paid off and it becoming mine. It just never made sense to me. So once I was able to buy a house, I was on it, and I won't ever look back. So with cars, it's kind of strange because it's like it's the opposite end, you know. You don't really ever hear about anyone renting a car unless it's like a weekend. You know, you don't really hear about people renting long term. You know, lease is what I'm talking about, but you don't really hear about that. Wouldn't it make more sense to rent a car instead of renting a house? You know, doesn't it make more sense to buy a house instead of rent? And then rent a car instead of buy it, because every few years you trade the car in almost either way. You know, most people keep up with some vehicles. I mean, there are some people that keep them for a very long time, and in that case, it would make more sense to buy the vehicles. You know, like a work truck, you're going to keep it for 250, 300,000 miles or 15 to 20 years. That makes sense to purchase it just like a home. You know, when you move into a home and you put a lot of time and money into it, you plan, your intentional plan is usually to be there long term. So for some reason in America, our long term means I owe you month to month, and our short term means I want this big debt to be sitting against me. For some reason, America's way has always been put me in further in debt, put me further in debt, to move the country along. Well, at what point does everyone being in debt mean that the country is moving forward? Doesn't make sense. owning or renting, which one is better for a house or a car? Owning or leasing? WayneNolan1983@gmail.com. Let me know. So, not a long episode today. Just random thoughts that came across me as I realized I had started upstairs in the beginning and wound up in the basement at the end, and racking my brain on how things happen like this inside of houses, where you go from one thing to the next, and before you know it, you're in a completely opposite end of the house with not a clue of how you got there, other than a string of problems. You guys have a good evening. Talk it up, Wayne. Episode 2. Thanks for listening in. Any reviews or anything, WayneNolan1983@gmail.com. Thanks again.